This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair. President Donald Trump delivered his first State of the Union address last night. The message was meant for the country in its entirety and, of course, the world at large. But what happens at the federal level impacts what happens at the local level. And it's with that notion in mind we welcome our next guest. Christopher Taylor is the mayor of Ann Arbor, and thank you for the time today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here.
Well, as you watched the entirety of the address last night, what overall impression were you left with?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, we are going to be left with the impression more of the, you know, the campaign and the year in office rather than this particular event. But this particular event, too, you know, I saw a president who was not focused on bringing us together, but was continuing his themes that have brought us apart, broken us apart during this past year and the campaign previous.
As a performance piece, as I've pointed out earlier this morning, it did seem to be among the better of his speeches. And yet again, the messages contained within. You mentioned unity. We all went in thinking all the press was that he was going to provide a speech of unity and togetherness and a call for bipartisanship. It may have served better to unify the Republican portion of Congress, and that could have some impact on policy moving forward. Let's talk about the areas where it could be felt locally. There has been a great deal of ICE and immigration activity in Washtenaw County, in both Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti, and he has called for greater investment in immigration policy and greater investment in enforcement through ICE and federal law enforcement. How do you respond to that when you've already made it clear in the city of Ann Arbor that you're not going to cooperate?
Well, we see the great damage that our country's immigration policy is creating in our community. There are neighbors, friends, family members who have been deported in Ann Arbor, who are under threat of deportation and have all the attendant insecurity. And these actions, you know, they don't protect our security. They don't protect American jobs. They only have the effect of destroying families. We need sensible immigration laws, sensible immigration enforcement, and we're not getting that from the federal government right now, and there's no promise that we will.
With what you heard last night on immigration policy, what is your new message today to those documented and undocumented living in our area?
I would say that that Ann Arbor continues to be a welcoming place. Ann Arbor values everyone in our community. We value, of course, we value citizens and residents, but we very much value immigrants. We value refugees of all kinds. We are here knowing that that your presence in America has historically made us stronger, and it makes us stronger today, and we want you here.
Our conversation with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor and his takeaways from President Trump's State of the Union address continues on 89.1 WEMU. Another of the items that President Trump discussed that could have impact here is the need for greater investment in infrastructure. It is almost universal throughout the United States, but certainly in the state of Michigan, we see it in our roadways. We see it in the health of our water and our water infrastructure. And in the city of Ann Arbor, certainly it has been an ongoing issue, and the conversations continue about where to invest locally. Now, amidst major tax cuts enacted by the federal government and the Republican majority, we're looking at a $1.5 trillion proposal at the federal level. Where would the money come from, and how could that trickle down and impact infrastructure in Ann Arbor?
Well, you raise a couple of questions, and there are you know, dozens more. I don't know of anyone who gives a great deal of credit to that $1.5 trillion figure who expects to see $1.5 trillion of federal investment in infrastructure, I assume, over the next 10 years. You know, we've suffered a $1.5 trillion tax cut that's going to go to the wealthiest Americans, primarily to corporations. And, you know, that's a disinvestment in America. You know, with that $1.5 trillion, the federal government could actually provide states, local governments, real and meaningful, ongoing, transformative assistance with respect to infrastructure, but they appear to be walking away from their responsibility.
It's going to be interesting to see beyond infrastructure how these federal tax cuts impact local communities. Of course, there is a trickle-down to state government, and we've already seen revenue sharing slashed over the past couple of decades to local governmental units, making the need for increased local taxes to go up. Might we see the an even greater need for local taxation to accommodate what is a major federal tax cut?
Well, at the end of the day, the local government needs to balance its books, and whether it's through tax increases, which are constrained by state law, or through service cuts, you know, we're going to do what we need to do to provide the services that residents in Ann Arbor demand, the infrastructure that residents in Ann Arbor demand, and that at the end of each year, our books are balanced. That's our obligation, and that's what we do every year. We are not getting a great deal of help from Lansing and the federal government. We are constrained in many respects. There are often promises that are broken. You raise a great one with respect to revenue sharing, fire protection grants or another. We are looking for additional cooperation, additional investment in local government from Lansing and from Washington.
So as you further process the information put forth by President Trump in his address last night, and you prepare to talk to your state lawmakers and to the congressional representatives that serve this area, what are you going to ask of them?
Well, you know, I'm going to continue to ask that they see what we're doing in Ann Arbor, they see what the local jurisdictions are doing all over this country, that they understand that this is where people want to see their government at action. This is where people want to see investment, where people demand investment. And investment takes resources. And if we have a race to the bottom tax structure, then we're not going to get that. If we have governments that are controlled by a starve the beast ideology, we're not going to have a government that does what people demand, build safe streets, build safe roads, provide safe water, provide high quality safety services, provide, you know, parks, environmental protection, a wide variety of things that folks in Ann Arbor want and folks throughout the country want.
So as we move forward and look ahead, it is the usual practice that there are a number of proposals put forth in a State of the Union address, only some of which come to fruition. If you take a look at the policies put forth last night, if they were to be enacted as proposed, what would the city of Ann Arbor look like 5-10 years down the line?
Well, you know, I think, with a big marker and a question mark on the infrastructure project, because, you know, I don't give that a great deal of credit. And he did allude to public-private partnerships. And I think public-private partnerships are valuable, but you have to realize that they always come with a cost. The private entity does not act for the public good. The government acts for the public good. The private entity acts for its own purposes. And while we value those partnerships, they come with that framework in mind. If the immigration proposal that the president put forward is adopted, I think we are going to see a community that is lessened here in Ann Arbor. You know, our diversity, the people that come to Ann Arbor and the surrounding community from all around the world, we are strengthened and improved by the introduction of those people. And to discourage them to come by draconian immigration rules, by legally preventing them from coming, from bringing family members from overseas, that's a tragedy, and we'll all suffer for it.
Mayor Taylor, thank you very much for the time and sharing your thoughts. Appreciated.
Thank you so much for asking. It's a pleasure talking to you.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.